Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:51 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we're just a few minutes away from a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Sedgwick County has finished up phase one of COVID-19 vaccine distribution. Now next is phase two, and that'll be for residents 65 and older. Presidential inauguration set for Wednesday. We have more than four dozen staff and police officers from Wichita that are in the nation's capital. Big college basketball game tonight in Waco. Undefeated number two ranked Baylor is hosting sixth ranked Kansas. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic volumes on the Wichita highways right now thinning quite a bit. We're not seeing too much in the way of traffic on the roadways at this moment. The gasoline prices in Wichita back up to averaging about $2.19 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And to take a look at our weather forecast here on this Monday, federal holiday, Martin Luther King Day. Breezy today, partly cloudy, a high 53 degrees. It'll be cold overnight, cloudy sky, low down to 30. And then looking ahead for tomorrow, it'll not as windy, a little bit cooler than today. High Tuesday, 46. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest. It is mostly cloudy and 36 degrees on our way to a high today of 53 here on this Monday morning. The Glenn Beck Show is coming up from 9 to 11 this morning here on KNSS. Some of the topics, Biden executive orders on day one in office. Former top Facebook official arguing about conservative content. So plenty of topics to talk about. Good stuff between 9 and 11 a.m. this morning on the Glenn Beck program coming up. Now it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. After a year of adapting to public health measures and trying to survive restrictions, health clubs in Wichita are hoping for a big return this year. As the optimism comes and vaccines get handed out, pent-up need for activities like those offered at fitness centers are trying to unleash local demand. Some of that's already being seen at some smaller, more specialized facilities. The biggest health facility or health and fitness facility in Wichita by members is the Greater Wichita YMCA, which has 190,000 members. Some of Wichita's largest employers are among a growing list of companies nationwide that are halting political contributions after the violence at the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems has suspended donations as it's looking at how to move forward with those activities. Spirit's largest customer, Boeing, has also suspended its PAC contributions. Also in Wichita, the locally based headquarters of Cargill Protein, under a similar plan by its Minnesota-based parent, Cargill. Similarly to Spirit, Cargill said it plans to review its contribution strategy. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. 8:54 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Of course, this is the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., federal holiday here on Monday the 18th. Dr. King only made one visit, only one public appearance in Kansas. That was in January of 68. He met with community leaders in Wyandotte County, and then Dr. King spoke at Kansas State University. And that would be the last speech he would ever deliver on a university campus.
Wow.
Marking King Day, the Kansas Democratic Party is teaming up with the Presidential Inauguration Committee for a day of service across the nation and in Kansas. Because of COVID, there's no in-person service project, but many places are hosting clothing drives. Here in Sedgwick County, that'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. And they're taking They're taking canned goods and clothing. This is at 86 Cold Press, 600 East Douglas. And this will all help benefit the Wichita Family Crisis Center and ICT Community Fridge. Here on this day of service, the federal holiday, birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., here on Monday, January 18th. Thanks for being with us here with Steve and Ted. The Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Hi, I'm...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.